I've heard the majority say on many occasions that they want a farm bill that supports farmers. I, too, want a farm bill that supports farmers, but I also want it to support all Americans. To say I'm disappointed with this process would be an understatement. House Republicans have had 16 hearings in 16 months directly related to the farm bill, with only one of those hearings being about the nutrition title. So I'm going to use my 5 minutes today because I have something to say, and we have not had the opportunity to debate these openly and through the committee process. It is unfathomable that we are once again attacking the most vulnerable in this country, the hungry. House Republicans want to make sweeping changes to the nutrition title and cut more than $30 billion from the Thrifty Food Plan, the largest cut in nearly three decades. There are components of the bill that are promising, but that should not come at the expense of the most vulnerable. Farmers in Connecticut and across the country deserve the certainty of a farm bill that provides, but does not mean pitting them against the 42 million food insecure Americans who rely on SNAP. We need a farm bill that helps everyone. There are reforms and improvements in this bill that my constituents would like to see, but we can't undermine the most effective anti-hunger program in our nation. Cuts to the Thrifty Food Plan are not my only concern in this farm bill, however. I hear consistently from farmers in my district about the struggle to access conservation assistance from the Department of Agriculture. In the Inflation Reduction Act, we responded to this need by providing record investments, and today these programs are already oversubscribed. While I'm glad to see much of that funding rolled into the baseline of the farm bill, removing climate guardrails does not provide certainty to farmers confronting more frequent and more extreme weather events. Additionally, there are no meaningful efforts to improve disaster assistance or expand crop insurance for farmers in New England who have been historically excluded from these programs. The House Republican proposal would also roll back 20 years of bipartisan improvements to Food for Peace, the largest U.S. international food aid program. U.S. commodities are central to Food for Peace and have been for 70 years. Under this bill, Food for Peace programs would reach 2.3 million fewer people at a time of increasing hunger and conflict. Eroding food security and national security is short-sighted and sets the stage for more spending on humanitarian aid. I am also disappointed that this farm bill infuses the privatization of SNAP and erodes the government-wide standard of merit staffing. I introduced the SNAP Administrator Retention Act so that experienced merit staff could be hired to help families navigate SNAP benefits and receive timely, unbiased assistance. Privatizing that program is wrong, and I am disappointed that my bill was not even considered as part of the overall legislation. The hard-fought 2018 bipartisan farm bill directed the USDA to reevaluate the Thrifty Food Plan SNAP benefits for the first time in its history. This update lifted over 2 million SNAP participants above the poverty line, including more than 1 million children. 1 million children who have no one to speak for them, no lobbyists, no advocates, will be removed under this bill. Hunger is a policy choice. My constituents deserve a fair, bipartisan farm bill, which supports producers of all sizes, the small farmers that I represent, the large corporate farmers, a bill that builds climate resilience and protects hungry families. We have the ability to do that today. I encourage my colleagues to work together to make this bill the best that it can be.